Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, January 25th, 2010. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you live from Anaheim, California, as I do every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our show today will inform, inspire, and encourage you. And in a few moments, we're going to begin today's episode, Color Your Life Happy, Overcoming the Fear of Success, with my guest, Cindy Hilsey. But first, I want to welcome all of you, my listeners. You are so important to me because without you, we wouldn't have a show. I'm so honored that you make space in your schedule. Some of you every week come on, and those of you joining us for the first time, welcome. I encourage you to participate, and you can do that easily by asking questions or adding comments. If you're on the phone and you want to comment or ask a question, all you need to do is hit the number one, and that's going to show me that you have a comment or a question. If you're over in the chat room, you just type in your question or your comment, and I'll be able to see it there and then share it with our guest. Now, let me remind you, the show is live. So I don't know if you remember the old days of live television, but live shows have this habit of having things happen, and there's nothing you can do about them because it's live and you don't have retakes. So if our signal becomes lost, which is the most common thing that happens, just call in again. The show will still be going, and the show is being recorded. If you lose the signal, the number to call in is the same one you called before, 347-539-5700. Don't worry about missing anything at all because the recorded shows are available after the show is over under on-demand episodes over on my show page. Now, for those of you who don't know, I'm Flora Brown again. I'm an author, coach, inspirational speaker, consultant. I'm a mom of four. They're grown now, but I'm still their mom, and a grandma of three. I recently retired after 40 years of teaching junior high through university levels. Now, if you haven't already done so, I want you to go over and visit my website, coloryourlifehappy.com. Don't you like how it has the same name as my radio show? Now, you can go over there right now. You can invest in yourself by taking advantage of a complimentary coaching session that I'm running this month called Jumpstart Your 2010 Goals. Go over there to coloryourlifehappy.com and click Get a Coach Now. Now, while you're on the website, be sure to notice things such as you can sign up for my free weekly newsletter. The newsletter goes to your mailbox, your email box. And in it every week you will get tips, encouragement, uplift. And the tips and things that are in the newsletter are different from what you get on the radio show. They're different from what you get in the blog. Now, over here on the radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. Each week, I interview guests from fields such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change in adversity, parenting, wealth creation, all of those things which contribute to our lasting happiness. Now, if you enjoy the show, and I know you will, please don't keep it to yourself. Tell somebody about our show. You can also leave a comment on my show page. There's a space down there for a comment. And you can also tag this show as your favorite. Today, my guest is Cindy Hilsey, and I am looking forward to interviewing her. Hi, Cindy.
Hey, Flora. How are you?
I am great. And before we start, I want to tell my listeners a bit about you. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Cindy Hilsey is a small business specialist coach who works with virtual assistants, coaches, and solopreneurs who are either in the startup stage or have been in business a few years. So that includes quite a few of us. Now, she's the founder of Virtual Partnering, You have to slow down and say that, don't you?
You do.
Virtual partnering. Her passion is brainstorming terrific business ideas with her clients and being a mentor coach who has been there and done that, knows what you're going through. Now, Cindy also helps you strategize in a safe place, keep you accountable while simultaneously moving forward toward your goals. Now, who could ask for anything better than that in business? Now, in addition to 25-plus years of experience working in and with entrepreneurs, both on and offline, Cindy has a BS. BS stands for Bachelor of Science, you guys, so don't get any funny ideas. Bachelor of Science degree in management from Davenport University. She lives in West Michigan, where it's cold, with her husband and five cats. Yes, she's a cat person. I am too, Cindy.
Excellent.
But I don't have five cats. I don't have any cats anymore. My last cat disappeared.
Oh,
and,
no.
I know, and that's been a few years ago. So I decided that was an omen that I didn't need to get any more cats. Welcome to the show, Cindy.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm delighted because I have talked to you by email and online quite a bit, and this is wonderful to get your expertise shared with my listeners. Now, I'm going to start off by asking you to give us some background about what led you to this field.
Oh, absolutely. Be happy to share that.
Okay.
And I promise I'll give you guys all the short version, okay? There's a
long
version, and you get the short version.
Okay.
Really, what led me to this is back in 2004, I really decided I needed a change in my life, and I needed to come out of the online or the offline world, out of the corporate world, and I needed to work for myself. It was just something I felt I wanted to do. So I started out as a virtual assistant. Made application to a program, received some training, opened my virtual doors in July of 2004, and was very successful running my virtual assistant practice. But what I found is that I really was coaching folks more than I was doing the assistant piece of that.
Okay.
I was looking for somebody to implement all these suggestions. Not good when you're supposed to be the virtual assistant.
Exactly.
So what I decided to do was to rebrand virtual partnering last year and really make it what it truly was, and that was a coaching business.
Okay.
And I have hired my own virtual assistant, which is wonderful. And now I get to work with all you lovely entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, micropreneurs, whatever you'd like to call yourself. I now have the pleasure of working with you. So that's kind of a little bit about me and how I came to be where I am today.
Well, just in case listeners don't know, please explain what a virtual assistant is and kind of what a virtual assistant does. I know that you and I know what that is, but there may be listeners who don't know exactly what that means.
Absolutely. A virtual assistant is an assistant who works virtually. Think of an admin assistant or an executive assistant that you would find in the corporate world or the offline world, and just translate that to working virtually. So your clients can be anywhere, and you can do a lot of the same functions that you would do offline, you can do online. And a lot of small business owners have a virtual assistant because that virtual assistant helps them with their website, helps them keep a calendar, sets up teleseminars, takes care of their blog and those types of things.
Okay.
So, the virtual assistant is very much a part of our online world these days.
Yeah, that's fantastic, and it enables you to get help from afar, and you don't have to be in the same physical location, nor do you have to meet face-to-face. Not that that's bad, but it opens up so much more opportunity for you to get help, and help is needed desperately when you are running a business.
Yes,
trying to wear all the hats is pretty rough. I know a lot about that.
You and me both.
Yeah. Now, today's topic is something that probably surprises a lot of people because we all can relate, I imagine, to fear of failure more than we can to this idea of fear of success. So why is it you talk about fear of success? What exactly is that?
Well, you know, the best way, I guess, to explain that is to tell you how I came up with that.
Okay.
And I've come up with this in not only personal conversations, but some informal surveys that I've done, mm-hmm. and talking to my clients, et cetera. And I've actually had people tell me, come right out and tell me, once we, you know, get to the heart of things, that they are afraid of success.
Mm-hmm.
And as a coach working with another individual, you know, one of the things that we try to do is remove the things that prevent people from moving forward.
Sure.
And this notion of fear of success is really one of the things that prevents people from moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
What I have discovered is that many of my clients are really much more apprehensive about succeeding
mm-hmm.
than they are about failing.
Hmm.
Now, that's counterintuitive.
Yes.
Really is counterintuitive. But what that does is that fear of success, what it makes people do is take a look at how their life is going to change.
Okay.
And it all comes back to change. Change is something that we as human beings, some of us embrace, some of us don't embrace. Some
mm-hmm.
of us do so with a little prodding.
Mm-hmm.
So it all comes down to that fear of change. It's really where it all comes from, because we really find that as much as we say we want that success, we want things to be different,
mm-hmm.
when it really comes down to making those changes, we're not so sure we want to get out of our comfort zone, even though it's not where we want to be. Think of it as
right.
putting on that old sweatshirt or those old sweatpants. You know, it's so
mm-hmm.
comfortable. Oh,
mm-hmm.
you just, this is great, right?
And
I really want that success, but I want to keep doing what I've been doing. And
right, right.
you know, when you keep doing what you've been doing,
getting what you've been getting. How do you define success? Let's get at that.
Okay. I define success as the attainment of what I set out to do. And it doesn't
okay.
matter what that is. It could be losing 10 pounds,
mm-hmm.
because we always have that last 5 to lose, right? So
I'll oh, yes.
say 10. It could be reading a certain book. It could be volunteering my time. It could be getting to a certain level in my business. The point being, it's my definition of success.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what I like to do is I always like to ask you, what is your definition of success?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because a lot of times when I'm talking to people, I find it's really not their definition. It's
oh.
somebody else's.
Right, right. They
you
haven't
know,
thought
might,
through.
Right,
no.
right. It could
oh.
be a husband's, a friend's, a sister's, a parent's. It's not always their vision and version of success.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's amazing to me that I've even seen and heard quite a few adults, I mean real middle-aged adults, who actually are still working on their parents' dream or their parents' idea of success.
Mm-hmm.
And that is scary, because as we have seen in this economy over the last few years and even the last decade, the idea of whatever we thought success was going to be back in the 40s, 50s, whatever, has changed.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're still going with that, get a job and work for 30 years and get your pension kind of idea of success, you're in trouble.
Oh, absolutely. You know what, Flora? I saw a stat the other day that said the young folks heading into the work world today, so those in their early 20s, will have
mm-hmm.
15 jobs before
oh
they're
goodness.
40.
15? Oh, my goodness.
I was like, oh, my gosh.
Oh,
my gosh.
Wow. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, it has changed, and for that reason, we have to do exactly what you said. We have to have our own definition. Now, what are the signs of a person who is afraid of success? When you're working with someone, what lets you know that they are afraid of success?
There's actually three things that
mm-hmm.
I look for. One is the unwillingness to make changes.
Okay.
There's always a reason or an excuse why something can't be changed.
Mm-hmm.
I usually find that these are the folks who they're looking for help. They say they want the help, but they don't want to implement any of the suggestions. really what they're looking for is a plan that, like I said earlier, allows them to do what they've always done,
mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
get different results.
Right, okay.
That's pretty tough to do.
That's tough.
that's tough. The second sign that I see in this one, I will bet a lot of us will recognize this from ourselves, is using the word should.
Mm.
I should do this. I should do that.
Okay.
That word is always a red flag to me, because the first question I have is, who are you doing this for? Because again, if it's not in alignment with who you are and what you want to accomplish, it's going to feel like a should. It's not going to be a I want to, you know,
right,
I'm invited
right.
to do this.
Exactly.
And the third thing that I see is the person who is always one class away from implementation. I need to do one more thing.
Oh, that sounds very familiar.
I know, that's me.
That's me. One class, one seminar, one book away from implementation.
Exactly. And you know what? We could spend our whole life being one class, one seminar, one book away.
That's right. That's delay tactics, not getting to that implementation. I think all of us can relate to these things, and it's important for us to be aware, because until you're aware, you can't do anything about it. Now, how do you identify these things when you're working with clients? Do you have questions, or you just ask them, how do you identify this fear of success? Is it looking for these three things in their conversation?
Yes, essentially it is. Really what it comes down to is, I can sum it up in one word, listen. I listen to what's being said, how it's being said, and more importantly, what's not being said.
Okay.
And from there, we can kind of work through, again, who are you doing this for, and what is your vision of success? Okay.
Now, have you had clients that, you've had to have them face the fact that they're not ready to progress? Because I'm thinking that if these three things, these three signs are present in someone, and obviously you point those out to them, and they're not ready to change, or they still are stuck with the shoulds or whatever, are there clients you've had to tell them, you know, when they're ready to come back, type of thing?
Yes, yes, absolutely. I'm happy to say it's not often, but there is always a client who doesn't want to make those changes. Again, it's the, I should be doing this, or they're doing it for another person or another reason.
Right.
And once we talk about that, you know, they may discover that they are just as happy staying in the spot that they're in, at least for the time being.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting, because I did a blog article the other day about an old man who had been fishing and living this same life for many decades. And I asked the question, you know, do you have to grow and change to be happy? You know, what about people who are pretty content doing the same thing from young adulthood until death? And, of course, back to your definition, if they are attaining what they set out to achieve, and that should be success and happiness for them, not
right.
for us, for them.
Right.
So we need to be okay with that when we see that in another person, because sometimes I feel that the self-help literature and speakers and coaches that we are pushing for everyone to have this rah, 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 go, let's grow, let's achieve, let's keep moving, let's get out of our comfort zone kind of approach. And perhaps that's not for, you know, everyone, that's not for them. That's not the right model for everyone.
That's, you know, you're absolutely right. You are absolutely right, because it is not for everyone. And it's okay. It is
exactly
okay. And you're right. As coaches, I think our industry does want everybody to jump on that. Got to change. And some people don't need to, because they are exactly where they want to be. And you know what? I say kudos to you if
exactly.
you are.
Exactly.
And you know
it
what?
Seems it like if they come to you and find that out, then that has been tremendous benefit for them.
Yes. Yes, I was going to say, you know what, if it takes just coming to talk to somebody for a couple sessions to find that out, then you know what, that makes me very happy, because then you are achieving your definition of success, and it is your, it's all about you. It's your definition. It's not mine.
Exactly.
You know? And it's not for me to say.
Yeah. Now, for those clients that do continue with you, what do you do to help them overcome this fear of success? You know, what kinds of things can you do to help them?
You know, the biggest thing that I have found, and this sounds so simple, but it isn't a simple process, is that you expose that fear. And the only way that you can expose that fear is by having a relationship and a place that's very safe and very comfortable for you to talk about that. And you know what? Once that fear has been exposed, it's like shining a light on it. You bring it out of the dark and you bring it into the light. And all of a sudden when you look at it, because don't things usually look scarier at night when it's dark
yes,
outside?
They do. Yes.
It's the same thing. We take it out of the darkness, we put it into the daylight, and we look at it. And all of a sudden it doesn't seem to be as scary as it was when it was in the dark. So it really is about exploring the different avenues and getting the client, the person, to say, this is really what my fear is.
Okay. To get them to, once you point it out, to get them to verbalize it and acknowledge it.
And then we can kind of talk about, okay, so what is worst case scenario, for an example? What is best case scenario? What is the most likely? And typically what's most likely to happen would be a combination of the two, right? You're going to find a middle ground. And when you can talk about it, again, once it's out into the light, you can talk about it, and you can play with different scenarios. It just kind of takes that fear away, and it just feels better.
Now, what does this process look like then from you know, how does, if we were looking at it as the listeners, well, how does this whole process go?
What I do is, again, I'm going to piggyback on what I just said here a little bit, is that there has to be a safe place, first and foremost, okay? That space that we are talking in has to be safe for the client. They have to feel like this is okay to say whatever it is that they think. And then once they feel that, then we start talking. And we're kind of in a discovery phase, if you will, right now. And continuing to build up that confidence, okay? Then we do some research. When they start bringing this stuff forward, we'll do some research and explore what these different fears would look like. What if this was realized? What if it wasn't? What happens if it's a down-the-road kind of thing? And then what we do is we plan some little steps that they can take to start to eliminate that fear.
Okay.
And again, I say little steps because you can't eat an elephant in one bite. Okay?
Nope.
I know we want to try. And as women, we say, hey, we
can
do that. But it really becomes the small steps, because the small steps are what gets you to that end goal. And then when we start to work on those small steps, we make adjustments as we need to. Okay, it's a process. It's a process. And then we celebrate. This is important. We celebrate the victories, the big and the small victories.
Hmm.
Because those small victories are really huge.
I was thinking as you were talking how much sense this makes, and yet we know that it's true, like the example you gave, you can't eat an elephant. We know that's true. And yet we still need you as a coach to help us with this, because for whatever reason, we know that to be true, and yet we still try to take it on, or we let it stop us, just, you know, getting blocked by the whole idea of trying to visualize the whole thing instead of the steps.
Exactly.
So I guess that's because we're human.
Right.
That we know better, but we don't. We need you to help us do better.
That's right.
Now, do you have an example you could share with us from your experience without, of course, divulging clients' personal business? But can you share an example?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes. You know what? I have the perfect one to share. Okay.
Okay.
This is a gal who came to me from the automotive manufacturing industry. She was laid off, as you might well imagine, with what's been going on in the last couple of years in the automotive industry. And she decided that she wanted to start her own virtual assistant business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? She wanted to do what we were talking about earlier in the program. So she went through the training to become a virtual assistant. But once she completed that training, she had no idea how to get her business off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
She knew what she needed to do. She came to me, and as we started to talk, what really came out is that she was afraid of success.
Mm.
Nobody in her family had ever been successful.
Mm.
Nobody in her family had ever gone to school, gone beyond, in most cases, a middle school, ninth or tenth grade level of education.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was really afraid of what this was going to do to her relationships with her family and her friends.
Right.
And so this whole thing was just very scary to her. So what I did is I took her through those five steps I just told you about.
Mm-hmm.
We created that safe space, and then we went through the discovery phase, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And as we exposed her fears, and she worked on them. Now, this is the key. She actually did the work here. She did the things that we talked about and took those small baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
And as she continued to move forward, she really found that by exposing the fear that she was going to be the successful one in the family and that nobody would want anything to do with her, she was able to work through all of that. And mm-hmm. I remember her calling me up on the phone one day in between sessions in tears. And the one thing she said to me was, "Cindy, that little girl that's been holding me back, she's gone.
Uh-huh.
I've gotten rid of her. She is no longer telling me I can't do these things."
Mm-hmm.
And when she did that, of course I cried with her, but when she did that, her business really took off and she started to be the success that she had envisioned. And you know what? Her family was there to support her.
That's wonderful.
They just didn't know how to do it before because it wasn't something that they were familiar with. But you know what? She helped them to help her. It was very cool. It was very cool.
That's
I mean, it actually brings a tear to my eye right now when I talk about it.
That's wonderful. I want to mention that over in the chat room we have quite a few people. And I want to greet Dr. Liara Covert, who's over there. She's one of my former guests and upcoming guests soon, all the way from Australia, and we have several guests who are anonymous because they assign you guest numbers when you haven't registered, and then we have a guest, the name is Weekly Windup. Now, Weekly Windup asks a question about personal relationships, and I wonder, do you get into personal relationships in your coaching when you're helping people with business relationships? I know
Absolutely.
That personal and business are connected. And let me see if I can ask I'll tell you what she said. The question is, how do you gather yourself to pursue a relationship when in your past you've been hurt so many times that you really find it hard to believe that you can open yourself up to another? Now, do you ever get into that? I know that, you know, that's a personal kind of thing, but does that ever come up in your kind of coaching?
You know, it does, because I do believe that business and personal are really tightly interwoven, because one does affect the other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it again, it's about that fear, okay? You've had that fear of failure there, and now you've got that fear of success. What if this next relationship mm-hmm. is good? I think it's one of those things that you have to be in that safe place, talk to your coach about, and work through some different things that have happened in the past, maybe what could you have done differently in this mm-hmm. relationship, try something new. It really all comes down, as far as I'm concerned, to communicating with your coach and knowing your personal circumstances. But I do believe that by taking small steps, you can overcome that relationship issue.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that's unfortunate when we have had a bad experience, personal or business-wise, is to pull up the courage to go at it again, mm-hmm. to go, because the next situation is not going to be the same. But, of course, we have to look at, I know I have to look at, what was my part in the relationship? Because we each had a part to play. And I have to look at my part in it before I can move on, and I think that's probably true.
Oh, yeah, it is.
For,
and you know,
everyone.
That's a place, too, where a lot of times when we're afraid to do something, just knowing that even one person believes in us, and that can
yeah.
be your coach.
Right.
Your coach.
Right.
Just that one person who believes in us gives us that courage to move forward.
Yeah, that's why a coach is not an expense. It's an investment. It's a tremendous investment that it's worth every penny that to help us make that hurdle, because sometimes it's just one hurdle, sometimes there's several, but it's worth it tremendously. Now, in your opinion, are women more prone to this fear of success than men?
You know, I do believe that we are, yes. As women, I think that we are more prone to that
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
because we are the givers, we're the caretakers. You know, we have to do everything. Right?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
we do. I mean, we always think, oh, I can do that. And I'll take that on. And you know what? And a lot of times, not always good, but a lot of times when we look around in society, we don't get that same message back from society, because
no.
society tells us we're not smart enough, we're not pretty enough, we're not mm-hmm. thin enough, we're not worthy enough. It doesn't matter what it is. So there's that conflicting message. And I do think that women are more prone to that. Not that it doesn't mm-hmm. happen to men,
mm-hmm.
But the men usually soldier on, okay?
Right.
And they just, you know, they just move on. But one good thing, I'll tell you what, though, as we move into the 21st century, I do see this shift happening.
Yes, it's wonderful.
I love it, because women are starting, they have to a large degree, but we're going to continue to take control. We are going to mm-hmm. continue to find the support systems that we need,
mm-hmm.
and then we are going to go after our version of success.
Right. That's wonderful. Now, I want to back up a little bit. I intended to ask this earlier. Why is success so hard for some people to accept? You know, we're talking about the fear of success, and we talked about the reason we have fear, the unwillingness to change, and this feeling that we aren't ready, we need to do one more preparation. Why is it so hard for us to accept the success?
You know, I think it comes down to we really have a hard time believing that we are as good as we are.
Okay.
So and
it's about feeling worthy.
Yep, it is. Because we're our own worst enemies, and we just
yes.
a lot of times don't feel that, here's why, because something that comes very easy to me,
mm-hmm.
okay, may be very difficult for you,
mm-hmm.
and I'm thinking, well, this is so easy, anybody can do it. And how many times have we said that, right?
That's right.
This is so easy, anybody can do it. And that's not
exactly.
the case. And I think we start getting into this cycle of self-doubt,
mm-hmm.
and why would anybody believe me, because this is so easy, anybody can do it.
Sure.
And I think it ends up in that that vicious cycle that we can't get out of. And you know what we have to remember is that we all have a gift.
Yes.
We all have a gift, and we all should share our gifts. Because
okay.
What is 80% to me is 110% to you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the things that I shared in my book about each of us having a gift, I think if we stop worrying about ourselves, in other words, here I have a gift to share, perhaps I'm fearful of sharing it because of fear of success or whatever, but the other way to look at it is someone in this world is waiting for my gift, and as long as I withhold it, I'm doing that person a disservice. So it's not just about me, it's about the person who's waiting to receive it. And I think if we can turn that around in our heads in terms of our success is not just about us, it's about the people we're serving, whatever kind of, whatever career we're in. We're serving someone, some group of people. And if we're withholding and holding back on our achievement, then somebody is not being served, and we're the ones holding that back from them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's another way to look at it that takes some of the pressure off, or at least in my head, of me. It's like, oh, wait a minute, somebody's, because if we are helping other people, I think a lot of us, we don't have trouble with that concept.
Right.
But we just have trouble with accepting the good for ourselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. And if we can turn it around and look at, you know, I'm helping somebody else, it puts it in a whole different light.
Right. Could you give us some ideas on how we could incorporate more success into our daily lives? Because back to that idea of you can't eat an elephant, what are things we can do day by day to incorporate more success?
The biggest thing I would say, there's two big things I would say, and one is stop the negative self-talk. Okay, because what's the first thing that either comes out of our mouth or pops into our head is, I can't.
Mm.
Let's not do that. The second thing is, let's think in terms of can do instead of can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the things that I tell my clients to do, and they actually do this, I get pictures from them showing me what they've done, is to put on a sticky note or write it on a big piece of paper, whatever works for them.
Mm-hmm.
Write this. It says, I am perfect just as I am.
Mm.
And they put that on their mirror in their bathroom. They put it on their computer. They put it wherever they need to see it. And just, I mean, even that little bit every day, if we just look at that and say, I am perfect just as I am,
mm-hmm.
and we're starting to go into that positive self-talk instead
mm-hmm.
of the negative self-talk.
You know, they say that we have, I don't remember the statistic, but that we have thousands of self-talk things, statements we're making to ourselves all day, every day. And you can imagine if a lot of these are negative, it's amazing we get anything done.
That's right.
If we're doing an over, yeah, it is. And turning that around to positive, sometimes I think it's tricky because we were brought up to believe that it's selfish to stay positive or be positive about yourself. You know, somehow or another, we got that twisted because our upbringing, trying to keep us humble and modest and all this thing, I think we have to fight against that.
I agree.
So, if we're going to say that I'm perfect as I am, that's a statement that takes a little getting used to for people who were brought up to have this self-effacing approach to life, don't you think?
Oh, it is. And you know what? It's very hard to do at first. It feels uncomfortable.
Yes, it does.
You say that out loud and you say, I am perfect just as I am. And you're like, oh, but no, because then I have this wrong. You know, and it's like, no, you stop after the I am. There's a period there. Yes. But it is, it's very uncomfortable to say that.
Mm-hmm.
But the good thing about that is repetition. You keep
okay.
saying it, and you're going to believe it. And when you surround yourself with positive people,
mm-hmm.
okay, it becomes a little bit easier.
That's what, yeah, I was going to say that next about the people in your life.
Mm-hmm.
If they're negative and they are spewing negative talk, it's next to impossible. You have to surround yourself with positive people. And one of the things I preach a lot is getting toxic people out of your life. And not feeling like it's anything wrong with that. It's self-protection.
it's self-care. It really is.
Yeah.
It is, as hard as it is.
Yeah.
But you are taking care of yourself by doing that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, we're almost near the end of the show.
Oh my
Can
gosh.
You believe it? And I want to give you an opportunity to give us your website and tell us again how you can help us.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. My website, again, the name of the company is Virtual Partnering, and we say that slow because it is a mouthful. You can find me at www.virtualpartnering.com, and that's V as in Victor, I-R, T as in Tom, U-A-L, P as in Paul, A-R, T as in Tom, N as in Nancy, E-R-I-N as in Nancy, G.com.
Okay.
Again, if you are looking for some help working through this issue, business issues, happy to talk to you. And please feel free to reach out.
Now, you said business, so your service does focus on business people, so people who have a small to medium or large business, as opposed to the personal coaching, correct?
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
Okay. I just wanted to make that clear.
Thank you.
And do you still have your Chats on Demand service?
Yes, I do. I have
Chats
on Demand.
Tell us about that.
Chats on Demand is really a very cool service. It allows you, on demand, to schedule a 30-minute coaching call with me whenever your schedule suits you without having to worry about purchasing 6 sessions or 9 sessions or 12 sessions. If you just have a really quick question, Chats on Demand is the perfect solution for that quick business question.
I like that. Now, that is a separate URL, chatsondemand.com?
Correct. Chatsondemand.com, all one word, chatsondemand.com.
That's a cool service because I can imagine there are people who want help, but they don't want to commit to a long, not the 6 weeks or 6 months is long, but for some people that is a big commitment. So they can get the answer to a single business question just by signing up. And when they go to chatsondemand.com, the sign-up is there on your website?
It is there, and you will be taken to the calendar. And here's the really cool part about that. You get to pick the fee you want to pay.
Oh.
So
now that cannot be bad.
No, you have a drop-down menu, and you choose whichever fee you'd like to pay for that 30-minute session, and then you schedule your session, and voila, we're done.
Oh, my goodness, that's fantastic. I'm glad I asked about that.
Thank you. I'm glad you did. Thank you.
Well, we're winding down to the end of today's show. And I want to remind you listeners that if you enjoyed today's show, don't keep it to yourself. Tell somebody, tell other people to come over, and you can download the episode that we're creating right now from on-demand episodes, or you can just listen to it on the show page. And the show page is blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown. I want to thank you again, Cindy, for coming on and sharing with us. I appreciate it so much, and I want to thank all of you for tuning in. I want to invite you to join me again next Monday, February 1st at 11 a.m. We're going to have another exciting show. Go over to my website, coloryourlifehappy.com, sign up for the complimentary coaching and also the free newsletter, and just look around the site because there's some other stuff for you there also. I'm your host, Flora Brown of Color Your Life Happy, the radio show designed to help you uncover the joy you deserve. Thanks again, Cindy.
Thanks, Flora. I appreciate it, and thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. I'm coming to you live from Anaheim, California, guys. So every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, join me over here again. And in the meantime, you know what I'm going to ask you to do if you've been with me before, and that is to have a blessed week and to remember to color your life happy.
Color your life happy.
Color.
Every day you can choose.